The arguments are so bitter because Goethe Keller has reopened a case which most others considered closed. In doing so, she has sparked a scientific civil war. And all because she questioned the accepted theory about what wiped out the dinosaurs. Scientists began to investigate a layer of rock formed 65 million years ago. It's seen in mines and rock outcrops around the world. Below this layer, there are lots of dinosaur fossils. Above it, there are none. It's called the KT boundary.
This is the KT boundary. Because it's such a thin, sharp line, we know something dramatic must have happened here, some catastrophe. And until recently, we had almost no clue what happened whatsoever here. So it remained a total mystery.
Then, in 1979, they discovered a clue in the KT boundary. A high concentration of an element called iridium. Such quantities are extremely rare on Earth and usually come from outer space.
So as soon as you find 10,000 times more iridium at the very moment when the dinosaurs disappear, you know somewhere on Earth a very big impact must have happened by an asteroid or a comet.